through the good times and through the bad times. Update. Your talking newspaper. Keeping you connected.
So, a very warm welcome to Update Talking News Stoke. And welcome to the opening segment for May the 30th, 2025 for Stoke and North Staffordshire. It's wonderful to have you back with us, and I hope you've had an amazing month so far and you're having an eventful spring and looking forward to the summer. Currently, we do aim to get the service out via the USB pouch service around every 2 to 3 weeks, with the occasional overlap depending on volunteer availability and situations outside our control, like illness or Royal Mail delays. The next editions will be June 13, 2025. If you do use the pouch service, please do try and get your pouches back to us by the 10th of June 2025 if you would like that edition sending out to you. Content is available on our website at updatestoke.org, and also by accessing the Wireless for the Blind Talking newspaper app on tablet or smartphone. We're also available on Amazon Alexa and Google Nest, and if you'd like experience, if you'd like to know how to access that, please do get in touch. Now, if you need any help whatsoever with any of the services, then please do give us a call. That's 07500 870689, and I can guide you through the process. If you do know of anyone who would like to listen to Update who doesn't already, please do spread the word. And the same goes regarding volunteers. If you know of anyone with a little spare time who may want to contribute, ask them to get in touch too. We're also asking anyone who decides to switch from USB sticks and machines to one of the new services to return your equipment to us and let us know who you are. And if you can afford, make a yearly contribution of £25 or more to help with additional costs. The addition of Alexa does mean a few changes around the availability of content. So from now on, certain things like songs and things like that are only available on the USB pouch service and on updatestoke.org. Now, Staffordshire Sight Loss share our content links when available on Facebook and Twitter. They also run social groups, get-togethers and days out. They have a drop-in on Tuesdays at Albion Street, their new hub. And they also offer lots of get-togethers and all sorts of things every month. And to find out more information about that, you can give them a call on 07931 327018. You can call, text or WhatsApp. You can email them. That's hello@ssla.org.uk. And you can also find their What's On calendar on their website by searching via something like Google for Staffordshire Sight Loss, and all the information is on there for you. Or if you would like to ask them personally, then do give them a call, and the phone number again is 07931 327018. Now, the readers this week are myself, Liz and Uta. We've got Liz, who's doing the sport for Cliff and John. And we also have Jean, who's doing the poems. We have Uta's one and only snippets too. And there's two quizzes, Quizzes one and only quiz. And we've also got Timbo's trivia coming up in a moment. And I'll give you the answers to that in the entertainment segment. And Liz will give you her quiz in local news and features. In the entertainment segments, we have the best of what's on at the cinema. We've got some theatre previews for you of what's coming up at the Regent and the New Vic in the next couple of months. We'll try and get for you a little sample of Devil, which is a new audiobook that we previewed last month. And we also have the best of the TV, radio and film highlights. We have Grapevine TV gossip for you, and we'll try and squeeze in a musical interlude with a new song too. And we have three editions of In Touch from Peter White and BBC Radio 4 right at the end that you can listen to. If there's any content that we're not offering that you'd like to hear, please do get in touch and give us a call on 07500 870689. I hope you're having a good year so far. We're well into it now, aren't we? Because we're almost halfway point, aren't we? And it's almost the summer, which always cheers up a few people. But if you do go away, try to protect yourself, because I went to Portugal the other week and it was so hot over there. It was like 29 or 30 and I had a bit of heat stroke, and I didn't manage to get sort of sun lotion in all the right places and got lots of sunburn. So if you do go away somewhere warm, do protect yourself from the sun. I hope you're not too depressed with the state of the world, with everything going on in America and the Ukraine and the UK, especially with the wielding of the sword by the current government, with all benefit cuts. And it's always good to try to look on the bright side, however, isn't it? If anything gets you down, and have something to look forward to. And if you ever do feel a bit depressed or get a little lonely, why not reach out to a friend or a family member that you've not spoken to for a while, or someone that you know that you can depend on in life. And perhaps you can have a nice phone call, or arrange to meet for a walk, a lunch, a coffee. And if you haven't heard from somebody, then maybe send them a reminder and like a bit of a reminder that you're there and that you can sort of reconnect, because people get very busy with their lives, don't they? And also, talking of reminders, a reminder to be aware of scams this June, because they're popping up everywhere. They're in texts, WhatsApp, email, through the post, on the telephone and in person. And if you're ever in doubt, always ask, because we keep reading articles about people who are getting scammed. And always, always ask before you ever give any money to anybody. Now, I hope you've had a really nice May. We're approaching June, and I hope that you've got some nice things planned. And if you ever need any help or support, please do get in touch with us, and we can try and help you in whatever way we can. We can also refer you to other services, and we can also provide information like how to use entertainment like Netflix and Amazon with audio description and talking book services. You can always give us a call, and that number is 07500 870689. We're currently pursuing funding streams, and you can text on that number as well. But through these difficult times, funds are limited, and although we are funded by the National Lottery Awards for All, it only goes so far. So if you can sort of give us a little donation, or if you're looking at leaving some money in a will and you've appreciated update over the years, then please do think of us. And we also ask for a contribution for anyone who wants a machine replacing, or anyone who's switching over to one of the new services. If you can ask, if we can ask you to give us a donation or contribution of £25 or more towards the cost. I hope you are finding ways to lift your spirits when you need to. And a reminder, if you need to get in touch about anything at all, you can give us a call on 07500 870689, or you can email updatetnstoke@gmail.com, as we're always here if you need us. And I'd like to take another opportunity to thank you so much for listening and for supporting Update. A big thank you to all those who've donated, and a special thanks to all the volunteers and trustees who give up their time to keep Update going. And I hope you do enjoy the range of features and information we have for you in this edition. Through all things, keep smiling through, and I hope you enjoy this edition for May the 30th, 2025.